Hello? Hello? Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, did you let your students out?
Yeah.
Good. Hi.
Hi, dude.
Hey.
Hello.
I followed your prescription, Dr. Steinman's MFA.
Oh, you did? Great.
not that one. I was going to finish it, and I almost followed it and didn't use the computer after 12:15.
Oh, very good.
And I briefly noticed you sent me another prescription.
Yeah, I sent you another prescription. So I can understand the contradiction between the two prescriptions.
Yeah. That's prescription for Netflix.
Yeah. I think you need to relax and have other things to do in the house besides playing with your computer.
I know, but Netflix will require me to watch movies on my computer.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
But it's okay, I can just sit it on my lap. I don't know if I broke it or it broke, but the big, that amplifier, that audio amplifier, the stereo, that my dad
gave you,
inherited from my father.
It's broken?
It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
It worked earlier when I plugged it in, and I fear that I plugged things into the wrong place or something, but it worked, and then now it doesn't work.
What kind of not working is it?
Like, when I turn the switch, nothing happens.
Oh, like, it's not powering up?
It's not powering up.
Is the, and it's definitely a working outlet?
I checked that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, like, 20, 25 years old.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
But it's, like, the kind of thing that's, I mean, the thing.
It should last forever, basically.
It weighs 50 pounds, bulletproof.
Yeah.
So, sadly.
Hold up a second. Let me put my hands-free thingy on so I can eat while I talk to you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Sadly, it is, I think, in the past.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
It is sad.
It's sad.
Sad, sad, sad.
Whoops. I'm eating some salad. Left over from lunch. It's in my car. Because I was just so starving driving home.
Starving is not good, especially when driving home.
No. I had to, stop halfway home and go buy food before. Which is not good. Oh. Ooh, I did it. I quit my job.
I know. You quit your job.
How cool is that?
That's really cool.
And it was very painless.
It was very painless. Did you have that all hands on deck meeting that he wanted to have, or?
apparently, Adam's worst fear came to pass, and I ended up sending Chris an email because I've tried five different times to find him in his office so I could quit, I keep not catching him, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it over email and tell him I'm at school and he can come find me in my classroom, So I did that, and then, Adam happened to be in Chris's office at that moment, talking with him about scheduling for apparently Chris, almost fell out of his chair and was oh my god.
Do Did you save? So Adam's worst fear was what? That like there's no classes for him or something?
Yeah, that there weren't going to be enough classes. Actually, like, one of my classes was being canceled. Uh-huh. That was what it was about. Like, just because of enrollment or something, you know? Mm-hmm. They were, like, condensing it down to one section or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was just going to try and figure out, you know, let us duke it out between ourselves of what classes we wanted to teach and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Then Chris was like, well, scratch that. Now we've gone from having not enough classes to too many classes, so you can teach whatever you want.
That's good.
Mm.
Hopefully Adam will be able to piece together a nice schedule out of your classes.
Hmm?
Hopefully Adam will be able to piece together a nice schedule out of your classes.
Yeah, I know. That's what she's like. I think he'll be able to piece together a nice schedule. No mornings. Stuff he's taught before.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Those are only 3 days. Those are the three requirements for a happy schedule.
Yep.
Surprisingly hard to achieve.
Excruciatingly difficult to achieve.
Yeah. In fact, the only time I had my... Well, in fact, I never had all three of those things at once.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 2 out of 3 many times, but not 3 out of 3. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Listen up, I love you so much, okay?
Oh, okay.
Don't you forget it, okay?
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, I say so.
Oh, okay.
That's what I say. I say, don't you forget it.
Okay.
I say, you must remember. I keep seeing your car everywhere. People with your car.
I know my car is everywhere.
I think it's the cutest of the cars that has that type and size, you know, like the Japanese practical car.
The Japanese practical car. The car in Japan is like a big, big, big car. That here is a little car.
Right. It's way cuter than the Prius. I don't know why they don't make the Prius look like that. I guess it's because the battery has to go somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. The Prius is kind of ugly.
It's really ugly. Like, I wouldn't buy one just because it's ugly.
Yeah, I like the older Prius better just because it was kind of...
Yeah, just like the normal one that looks like a Corolla or something, you know? Like, the new one is just like, it's just weird. It looks really ugly.
Yeah, it's really kind of ungainly.
I think, like, they like, really haven't... Like, some other companies are getting the idea that people want normal cars that are fuel efficient. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want weird cars that are, like, hybrid.
Yeah,
they want
at this point, it seems hybrid. More relevant to just get one of the, like, get the Honda Civic one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference. It's just, it's, you know, it's just a Honda Civic.
Oh, are the Civics hybrid now?
Oh, yeah, they have been for a year. They're out on the road.
I didn't know that.
Well, Honda had the fucking ridiculous one.
They have that ridiculous one, that's right. The Prius was much better than that one.
Yeah, the Prius was, like, way better. It's like...
It was, like, an improvement, yeah.
It's totally, like, one of... It's totally, like, almost a concept car in its absurdity of styling. With, like, the covered back wheels and the super tiny and the super aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, almost a good portion... I mean, that one has the best mileage. And apparently, like, a good portion of its mileage just comes from the body shape alone.
Oh, just, like, the aerodynamics of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it comes from just the aerodynamics of the car.
Wow.
And the lightness of the car.
I'm remembering, like, when I was in elementary school, like, third grade or fourth grade or something. We had like this piece of software for like the Apple IIe, you know, that was that let you like basically design cars, like, but just like a line drawing. It would be like the side view, you know, mm-hmm. like the shapes of cars, mm-hmm. And then like, you know, run it through a wind tunnel. Like, wind tunnel test the aerodynamics of your car.
Yeah.
And I remember it, like, it being, like, very surprising, like, the shapes of the ones that were the most aerodynamic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. They kind of have sort of that Prius shape of, like, being, like, the most aerodynamic ones I recall making, like, as a kid would be, it was, like, almost, like, a 45-degree angle up, you know, and then, like, a flat roof and then a 45-degree angle down in the back.
Yeah.
They were really ugly.
Yeah.
Early educational software.
All I can remember is Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that too, Oregon Trail. That was, like, sophisticated.
Yeah, it was quite sophisticated. That's such a generational thing. Like, there's a fine...
No kids these days wouldn't know what Oregon Trail is.
No, and when I say generational, I mean like a really fine, fine window.
It's very specific. Like, you basically had to be born in like 1977.
Right. Like, I would say 76 to 80 is the far window of it. 79.
Yeah.
Like, my brother might know what Oregon Trail is.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, Jamie might know what Oregon Trail is, but it was almost, like, only by virtue of being my little sister.
Because by then it was, like, totally obsolete.
Yeah, totally.
By the time they were that age.
Do you remember Print Shop?
Oh, yeah.
I remember being, like, so impressed by the Apple IIc.
Wait, the Apple IIc was...
It was color.
Right, okay.
It was color, and then, what was it, the Apple IIg?
It was the Apple IIgs.
You remember the Apple IIg? It was like...
It wasn't just the 2G, it was the 2GS.
2GS, that's right.
We had one of those, that's the one that we got.
That was clickable interface or something, right? Or, like...
No, that was... The GS stood for graphics and sound.
Graphics and sound, yeah, the Apple IIgs. I remember my friend Jenny Bookwalter had one of those. She had a 2GS.
Yeah, that was the first computer that my parents bought. Yeah. And the amazing thing was, my dad got an upgrade. He upgraded the RAM.
Ooh.
To 1 megabyte.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, that seems like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
That was a lot.
What was I going to say? I'm trying to remember, like, my sequence of computers. First, I had a Commodore 64. And then I had an Apple IIe. And we kept the 2E for a long time. And then I got... Then, like, my freshman year of high school, I got a Quadra.
Mm-hmm.
A Quadra AV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a PowerBook 3200D. And then I had my piece of crap G4. And then I had my G5. Those are all my computers.
We did 2GS. And then we had a Mac 2SI. And then it's kind of a blur. We had a PowerMac like 6,100 that died, and then we had insurance on it, and it died at some point. We had insurance on it. We got the extra plan, and they replaced it with a 7,200, which then proceeded to die as well, or something like that, or maybe the 6,100 died and it was replaced with 7,200 or something like that. I can't really remember. And then there was a G3 233 that Steven had. But I didn't really have. That was Steven's computer. I had a PowerBook Duo 250. And that was like sophomore year of high school.
Wow, you had a PowerBook in high school.
Yeah, well, I was like, a couple of reasons. One is I was like on, like all of these, because we were such a small school and the league was so spread out. Like, we would have like 3-hour bus rides to and from like soccer games. And so between that and all of like being away on the weekends and whatnot, between that and the fact that my teachers flat out said that they could not read my handwriting for my like exams that I wrote.
Oh, right.
They like were like, we cannot read this. I'm
sorry. Chicken scratch has got to go.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, I cannot grade this. Okay. So we got like an older one pretty cheap. I mean, at that point it was like at least one iteration old. It's like buying like an iBook G4, 800 right now.
Right.
Or something like that. And then I had a 1400, a PowerBook 1400 C or something like that, and then that became Dad's computer, and I got a PowerBook 2300, which I had. I mean, that's not right. 2300. It was like this really... It's the smallest one they ever made. And I used that through until I got a G4 tower, followed by the G4 laptop. Which just got replaced yesterday.
With the new G4 laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In thinking back to the early computers, I remembered also a total nerd experience I had as a child, in which like I built my own radio from a kit.
I never did anything like that.
I'm sure that was like a dad's idea, you know.
Yeah. My dad's idea of things like that were, like, we went up to the shop and we built a box with miter joints.
Uh-huh. That was a good project.
Yeah. Are you you're still sitting in the parking lot?
No, I'm driving
home. Oh, you car. You're breaking the no...
I'm
no,
breaking my rule for the moment.
Breaking your no cell phone rule.
Yeah.
There's probably no one on the road.
There's not really anyone on the road.
Just drive carefully.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
You're my dude.
You're my snuggle.
I like love you way a lot and stuff.
Yeah, me too, dude.
And stuff like that, okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, dude.
Okay.
What do you think? Should I take the 605 or 710?
That was so funny. At this hour, take the 605.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. Should I take the 605 or the 710?
Free choice.
What'd you say?
I said free choice. My photo didn't really depict it that well.
Really, it looked pretty red.
It's really the shoulders that are sunburned. The neck area. It's very red. It's one hell of a hike up there, man. Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, did you go all the way up around and up to the top?
Yeah, I did the whole thing. Full circle.
Wow.
It's really, like, I fell down, like, 3 times, like, trying to climb down that last part.
I mean, I've never made the full circle.
It's so steep, and it's just, like, sand, basically, you know? It's, like, this really dry dirt, and it just slides, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need cleats or something. Anyway, it was very hard. I was proud of us. We have a weekly date.
That's good. A weekly date that they're only 2 more weeks.
Yeah, only for a few more weeks.
I mean, you can still go. I just mean, like, there's only 2 more weeks that you have a fixed schedule.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You know, like, in 2 more weeks, you can go whenever you want.
That's very true. So, for Davies to come with me, it has to kind of be on her lunch hour.
How is Davies doing?
She's good. She's, like, just, like, been polishing up her creative capital application, and,
I think that's her, a, like, really smart
plug. Oh, she started using a Wacom tablet at work, which is, like, apparently, like, been a godsend.
Yeah, I have a trouble understanding how she, as a designer, doing things the way she does, has not used a Wacom, if only for control.
Yeah, no, she loves it. Apparently, it's just, like, been, like, a total, like, revolution. So.
That's good.
Because it was just, like, you know, with her other devices or whatever, it was just, like, her work was just so much slower, you know, and she was just, like, freaking out. She was like, how am I going to work if I work so slow? You know, and then she tried the Wacom, and it was, like, just sped things up so much, you know?
That's good.
But she said she likes it, like, even not just for, you know, not just for drawing, but, like, for just navigating around and everything.
Really, Kevin does, too. I can't stand mousing with it.
Uh-huh.
You have to try so hard to hold the thing still. Because the things are so sensitive that, like, it moves around, like, on a 4-pixel radius or a 5-pixel radius.
Right.
And when you click, you move. It moves. Like, if you double-click, it, like, it moves a bit. And sometimes it grabs and moves icons and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
I found it, like,
I've never tried one.
Really difficult to navigate with. It's funny, I have a bunch of students that, like, go get the Wacom tablets only so they can use them with the wireless mouse.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Like, they get them out of the... There's, like, this, the department has five of them, or six of them, or something. Like, sitting in a closet that they're allowed to go use. Yeah.
Hey, my bedroom perimeter.
Hello.
I love you.
I love you too.
I feel so happy I quit my job.
Yeah, it's a pretty happy thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. I feel so unhappy that I'm going to have to pay like $600 in rental car fees.
Yeah, that's really unhappy.
It's terrible.
How did you end up with $600? That's really rough. 3 weeks?
It's more than, it's like 3.5 weeks.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, I've already had it for a week and a half. I rented it last Monday. So it's already cost me $240 plus tax.
It's $240 a week?
No, it's $24 a day. In 10 days, it just cost me $240.
Mm. That sucks, dude. I'm sorry. $24 a day isn't bad, though.
No, it's a pretty good rate, you know? It's like the lowest it possibly goes is like 18.
Yeah.
And I'm not driving like a 10-year-old Geo Metro, you know?
It just really, really sucks that they're taking so long.
They're taking forever. They're just like, I feel so dicked around, you know?
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I definitely, there's like no way I'm going to get my car back before, like, I get back from Portland. You know, it'll be April 1st at least, like,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, the good news is you don't have the pressure of having to get to work at certain times, you know.
Yeah, I'm just, like, when I get back, I'm not running a car again. I'm just going to live car-free until the car gets back. It'll probably just be a few more days, you know. I'm just like, I can't, I'll just walk and or take the subway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to pay any more money in fucking car rental fees.
I know.
But yeah, it is going to be about $600 total.
Well, yeah, that sucks.
But like, honestly, even if I had rented it from someplace else, it would have been like $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So once I did the math, you know, so.
Yeah, that's really rough that they don't cover it either. Yes.
It's just like example number, like, you know, 217 of like something that, you know, is a reasonable decision for my dad, but not for me. Like to decline the, you know, to set, yeah, it's like setting $1,000 deductibles and then not having the car rental thing. I mean, how much more can it cost to add a car rental benefit onto your, you know, car insurance?
Yeah.
But, like, rental cars are just very expensive, you know? I mean, they're not that expensive if you're on vacation, but they really are. Like, you have to have it for a month.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I am thinking about maybe, like, returning this car tomorrow and going and getting a car from someplace at the Burbank Airport just so I can drive myself to the airport when I need to fly out.
Yeah, if they're for the same, roughly the same price, might be worth it.
No, I mean, it's cheaper. Like, I save $70 and I can drive myself to the airport.
Oh, then it's worth it. That extra bit of being able to drive yourself to the airport is worth it.
Car.
Hi, where are you now? Are you on the 5 yet?
No.
No.
I'm on the 605 still. I am passing the Imperial Highway exit. Mm-hmm. Firestone Boulevard, which was my street of doom on the 710.
Oh, yeah. That's about where Sarah's car exploded, too. Actually, yeah, that's where Sarah's car exploded.
I guess it's an unlucky spot of doom on the 710.
Yeah, it is. Unlucky spot of doom.
I can buy into student insurance for just the summer if I need to, but I don't know yet, you know, if, like, it's, you know, either I do that or, you know, maybe they start I get free insurance right off the bat.
Got it.